back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Glad to be changing gears now as we have the Chamber CEO and President, Gary Pearson, joining us here in the studio. Gary, of course, with the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation. Gary, how are you, sir?
Good. Doing good. Under the circumstances, you
all
know.
Things considered, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, before we talk into dive into the Chamber thing, we just talked to Gary a few moments ago. You were able to listen to the candidate forum here this past week, and it was such a challenge because the Chamber had planned to partner with local media, including Husker Radio and all of the other great media partners locally, to present a candidate forum for the mayor of North Platte election. And unfortunately, because the virus had to cancel that, but the Telegraph was able to have one virtually. Right. We were able to have one here at the station, and KNOP's been doing one as well. So at least the information's out there somewhat.
Yeah, and that's very important. You know, I feel for the candidates because a lot of times, you know, when you get them all in a room, you see different reactions and how they handle different situations and so forth. And, you know, a lot of... You know, when you have four or five candidates like that, a lot of it's door-to-door campaigning, and you know, and they're restricted doing that. So it's a different election.
It's
such a critical year for North Platte, you know, with all the changes going on in city government. And you're going to have a new mayor. You obviously now have a new city administrator will start here pretty quick. And you got four contested races for council members in the fall. So North Platte needs to think... very seriously and hard about what they want in leadership qualities moving forward, and we need to drive the community forward in a very positive manner and all work together to get that done. So
definitely
a lot of important decisions. But, you know, I've always held the philosophy government's only as good as the people that represent it, and I think there's some really, really good people running and that have great qualities, and they got the right desire in their heart to do what the best they can for the community. And sometimes public service can be rewarding, but it can also be very frustrating, and sometimes you get politically beat up a little bit.
It happens.
It doesn't work without good people.
Definitely. Now, for those listening that may not be a chamber member, maybe they don't own a business and they're not a chamber member, how does the chamber work with our mayor and city council members?
Well, the city and the county are partners with us in working through economic development. They help support us financially, but they're also at the table of discussion at all times. We have city and county representation on our economic development committee and also on our board of directors. And then the mayor and city administrator are ex officio members, as is the Dr. Hansen, the school superintendent, and Ryan Purdy with Community College. And so we have a good cross-section of the community. Everybody that has kind of a critical role, that we've got them as part of our board of directors. Then we have 12 members from the business community that are elected from the general membership, our 600 business members that support our organization. So a lot of really good people who want to do the right thing, but, you know, there's always a lot of critical decisions on this project or that project or taking this stand or that stand. And we're very blessed in North Platte to have such good people and great talent.
Now, Gary, kind of changing gears here, the reason that we asked Gary to come in the studio was because on Tuesday, you formed a letter to the governor asking the governor to consider having North Platte and the Lincoln County area open back up on May 11th. Is that the right
thing? Correct, yeah.
And the governor has done so since then, but tell us the reason for the letter to Governor Ricketts, if you will.
Okay, I'll just give you a little bit of background. Of course, I've been listening to the governor's daily press conferences as well as West Central Health Development District to make sure that we're on top of everything, because obviously every decision they make impacts our business community. And it's really been a struggle for so many, very challenging, and everybody's looking forward to that time when, you know, you can reopen things back up. And I think our community just did an outstanding job, because when you look at it from a population standpoint, our cases are very, very low.
Yes.
And so the community's done their part they've adhered to the directive health measures very seriously. And then when Friday's West Central press conference, and it appeared that we were going to be able to get things back open under some restrictions, 50% capacity for restaurants on on May 11th, and then the media reported that, you know, all through the weekend and so forth. And so a little bit relieved that that was going to occur, and I know it generated a lot of excitement throughout the community. They were glad that that day was finally announced and defined. And then I saw something over the weekend, just kind of researching different things, that where Lincoln County wasn't on the map for the reopening. And so I had reached out to West Central on Monday, trying to get a clarification, because, you know, the announcement had already been made. And so they were doing their due diligence, checking it out, and I got a call back later on. They said, well, we'll announce to everybody what's going on at 4:30 at their Monday press conference. So they did, and that's when they changed it to May 31st. And so Monday night, I'm thinking about that, and I know all the research I'd done, seeing all the other places in Nebraska that were on the list to be reopened, and knowing the number of cases they had, and especially at that point, we'd only had three new cases in 3 weeks. And it just didn't make any sense. Just absolutely didn't make any sense. And so the evidence wasn't there to support it. And I thought, well, we're being penalized because of the hot spots to the east of us in Dawson County, Hall County, Adams County, you know, where you have pretty high incident rates there. If that's their reasoning, and you look at the fact that Lexington is 60 miles from North Platte, well, Lincoln and Omaha are only 40 miles apart, and Omaha was opening, but Lincoln was going to be left on restrictions. You know, where's the sense of fairness?
Yeah. Scott, and you even cited that in the letter to the governor, the Lincoln-Omaha similarity.
Yeah, so I had a very restless night Monday, you know, kind of stewing about it. I said, well, you know, that's what Chambers of Commerce should do, is be proactive and step up to the plate and try to get a sense of reasoning in here and ask for some reconsideration of this. So I reached out to our board chairman, is Dr. Rich Raska. And he totally 100% agreed. He said, he says, I think we got to take some initiative. And I said, well, I'm going to kick some information out to our board of directors electronically. Of course, you know, you can't call a special meeting, get everybody together. And we're not a government entity, so we can collectively get our thoughts and actions formed without, you know, going through a governmental process.
Sure.
So I sent that out, and I told him it was urgent. I get a response back, and I put a letter together, a proposed letter, and said, this is kind of the narrative that's going to be set. And within an hour, I had well over a quorum of members, and everybody that responded was unanimously in support of it. So I wanted to make sure we got it to Lincoln electronically, of course, and then with the connections we obviously have, you know, you nurture those relationships over time. I knew I could get it to the right people to get it to the governor's attention. I wanted to have that addressed before his 2 o'clock press conference, because every hour was making a huge difference. And here we had a community all excited about reopening, and then you get that psychological kickback, and it just goes
a major letdown,
deflates everybody. And we knew they just can't take another 20 days of this. You know, it's very unfair. Mm-hmm. So we were able to get that done, and I didn't tell anybody outside of that board, including the media or the community or anybody else, what we were doing until I got acknowledgement from the governor's office that yes, they did get the letter. So at that point, I thought, we need to get this information out so the business community and the community in general knows that we're being proactive.
Sure.
And we're trying to get it addressed, and we've got their back, and we're going to fight hard for some reconsideration on this. And we did it in a very respectful, professional manner, which, you know, I've been around this game long enough to know that, you know, you just can't punch somebody in the nose and think they're going to respond positively back. So we did that. And then we heard the governor, and he got questions from the North Platte media at the conference if he'd seen the letter and if he would address it. And of course, he says at that time, at the Tuesday press conference, he says, well, I don't know where that May 31st date come from. He said, it's always been May 11th for Lincoln County. And so then after the press conference, I get a call back from the governor's office, from his chief of staff, and kind of explained the whole scenario to me. that they had sent out kind of a draft email to some of the districts that, you know, if the caseloads increase and you need to, there's a delayed opening to May 31st, this is what needs to be said. Well, I think the interpretation then became, well, that's our directive from the governor's office. And it's something, you know, the governor later took mm-hmm. ownership of, says something we shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
And we had that date on there that shouldn't have been on there. And so you can see and you can understand how it all happened. And, you know, and everybody's under enormous amount of pressure.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because they know it's impacting everybody in the community. So they were quick to tell me that we reassure you, May 11th is the date for Lincoln County. So tell everybody to pull them back off the ledge so they don't jump and spread the word. So mm-hmm. we did. And we immediately sent out another e-blast to everybody and said we just got that message from the governor's office. And then, of course, when West Central had their 4:30 press conference on Tuesday, then Governor Ricketts even appeared
He was on the Zoom.
Yeah, and he apologized to Shannon and the district and everything. And, you know, that speaks well of a leader that's in that kind of a position to take some ownership, mm-hmm. you know, of when if it was a mistake or however it had come down, but or whoever was involved, he took ownership of it. So it's a credit to him. We're just glad it got straightened out.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, and maybe part of the fear factor still is, you know, we've got now three new cases again, and you just don't want to see the thing explode to the point that all of a sudden we get close to May 11th and then it has to get kicked down the road again. But I'm pretty confident and I feel really assured that we're going to be able to have that, especially with the controversy that occurred. You know, I think they're going to be very, very reluctant to move off that May 11th
day. To even move it to May 12th, I think would be they'd be hesitant towards.
Yeah. So, and I know people will still be cautious, and the business community will too.
Absolutely. And each individual is going to take different precautions.
Absolutely, and it's going to take a while for all of us to get back to a sense of normalcy and how we used to live life. Mm-hmm. But the greatest cure for what's going on now. And the lost revenue for the business community is to get open back up. Mm-hmm. And you can have all these federal and state programs, which we've tried to help initiate and get some assistance.
Especially in partnering with Ty Lucas.
Yep. And a lot of the bankers in this community were just phenomenal.
Oh,
every one of
them. We're blessed with a lot of them.
Yeah, they stepped to the plate and they got those paycheck protection program applications in. They were way ahead of the curve while the rest of America was sitting there waiting for additional money out of Congress, which our applicants, a lot of them still had, they already had their money.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to the banking community for making that happen. But all of those programs can't cure it the way that opening for regular business
Absolutely.
Does and engagement and starting to generate revenue traffic. Are some of our analytics that we're able to accumulate shows that, you know, our restaurants have been impacted 75% to 80% off their normal revenue streams. Motels are worse than that. General merchandise is down somewhat. Building materials is kind of hanging there where it always is, and I think a lot of that is people are at home, stuck at home.
You have the time.
You're not going to this event or that event.
Yeah,
but
you have the time now.
But that's not good either. So I'm just hoping that, you know, that we see better days ahead. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with Nebraska Land Days. Obviously, that's coming up right around the corner. We certainly hope that that's event celebration can happen sometime mm-hmm. this year, because I think we can use that as a rallying cry as a community, because it's always brings together a cohesive spirit and a volunteer. I mean, the volunteers of North Platte, that's a very special spirit. I've never seen
the
anything
canteen
like
spirit.
It. No, it is. Yeah. It is. And so that could be a real rallying cry. And I know you've got some board members and some staff there, David Fudge and everybody that's really you know, they're trying to hang tough and do the best they can, but it'll be interesting. When you hear the governor talk, he's going to be very, very reluctant to have major events, and he reiterates that daily. And that's, you know, and that's unfortunate. You know, I get where he's coming from, and I know we got some hot spots, but doggone it, you know, we need to get back to living life again.
And I agree.
We just can't be so isolated that, you know, that we prolong this thing mm-hmm. from going clear on and on and on.
Yeah. Now, Gary, we do have about 2 minutes here. Do have to wrap up, but you mentioned Nebraskaland Days. That brings up a very good point. I know that the comparison's been made before, but Nebraskaland Days for our community and for the chamber members is like a second Christmas.
It is. It's better than Christmas. You look at the sales tax revenue, it's about 10 to 15% higher than the month of December.
Mm-hmm.
The month of June retail sales in North Platte. And there's no other community in the state of Nebraska that has that kind of a trend. So you know what a huge impact that has on our economy.
It's major.
and as well as just the feeling of goodwill and camaraderie and coming together and celebrating life.
Yeah, and celebrating where we came from here in the Wild West.
Yep.
So, and Gary, if there's somebody out there listening that wants to help out these businesses, particularly on May 11th, rather be restaurant, retail, what's the best way that you would encourage them to do so as chamber president?
Show up.
Be
there. We're also going to launch a program. We go before the city council on May 5th, and we're going to ask for some quality growth fund money that we already had set aside for this business technical assistance program, that because of the PPP program, there wasn't as much demand for that maybe we could roll that over into a gift card program.
Okay.
So even if people are reluctant to go out to a restaurant or to, a shopping area in town, small retail, buy a gift card.
Yeah.
And give it away for graduations, give it away for Mother's Day, do those different things. And what we're going to do, what we propose to do, is the first $1,500 of gift sales that a business generates, they can bring us evidence that they sold those gift cards, and we'll reimburse the first $1,500 of them.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Just to give them a little shot, of a pure profit as opposed to, and then they can do their own promotion and maybe make an incentive for people to say, you buy a $50 gift card, we're going to give you another $10 on top of
something
like that.
Yeah. Gary, we do sure appreciate the time. Always good to see you and appreciate you taking the time for our listeners, sir, and the great work you're doing here. Right away, the local media and local members didn't see that letter right away, but that was because it was more of a priority to get to the governor rather than, Tristan at the radio station or Steve that's sitting at home.
Well, you don't want to surprise the governor without him seeing it first.
And you have to maintain the relationship with Pete as well.
Yeah, no, that was very, very important that we had that happen before we could tell anybody.
So, Gary, appreciate the work that you're doing here for our local business.
Well, thank you for everything the radio station does. You guys do a phenomenal job.
Well, thanks, Gary. More coming up on KODY after an update with Rush Limbaugh.